Welcome to the Caring Orchid Foundation Caring Orchid Promise Talk Radio Show, brought to you and sponsored by Don Diva Enterprises in conjunction with Caring Orchid. We would like to kick off our Caring Orchid Promise with some good news and updates on our informational sessions with our Renew You program. This is part of one of the other programs that we have to be able to renew you and your mindset, and being able to go through charitable processes and whatnot, and giving you some self-help pointers and whatnot, and vitality versus suffering, and understanding your process as you're going through the programs and whatnot. And we're also bringing forth some charitable organizational updates, opportunities to volunteer in community initiatives and more. So with that, we're going to kick off what the Renew You program is all about. Part of the Renew You program that we offer alongside with our charitable services are that we want to be able to get things understood on what can make your heart sing while you're going through different things. Because part of that is understanding that you got to take stock with your life, and then you have to renew you while you're at it. And you have to understand what you have to let go of, the detoxing and things like that, and brighten up your life while you're going through charitable services and things like that. And it's not the easiest thing to do while you're going through charity and getting resources and things like that. Because like I said, life will come at you and it'll steamroll you, bum rush you, and you'll just be kind of like, oh my God, you know, feels like you're free falling. And then at that point, you just want somebody like with a magic wand and just wish away all your problems, right? And you just have a magic card, right? But it doesn't work like that. You're more or less like at this point. And what you want to get to is to find a way to start writing down what you need to do to become more vital and reduce the amount of suffering while you're going through it. So part of that is writing down things that make your heart sing, and then also looking at the vitality of the life and things like that. So we'll go over that, but let's start writing down things in from 1 to 10 of what would make your heart sing, right? In that, while you're going through charity and resources and things like that, it's a long process. So you have to find things that make you vital and happy in life and keep you from like pulling your hair out and screaming. So what you want to do is figure out what gives you that joy. Ask yourself, just for a moment, imagine being blissful, happy, and feeling true joy. Even though you're going through it, find something to be happy about. Then figure out the free and the light side of all the things outside of all your worries and all the things that you're caring about at this point in time. We're here to help you to unpack all that and give you that caring, acting kind, but find a way to be kind to yourself. And part of that is you can't help but smile with or without things and begin to feel more relaxed and at peace with yourself or the world or what things are going on in your world that are out of your control or your locus of control. Then you may even feel a glow from within and a spaciousness in your heart, even though you're going through things, but it's an easier way for you to start looking at things. Give yourself 10 minutes to sit down and think about that and write your answers. Then begin to analyze all these different things. And even if it's a simple answer, it's a good sign. Because here's some helpful hints and things like that. Think back to your childhood. What were you doing when you were most happy? Then think of things like that encompass the five senses, sight, hearing, touch, feeling, and taste, and come up with things that give you joy with that. Then include those different things into other memories that you might have had, like watching children and dogs playing, maybe cooking and watching the world go out by the window that you sat by when you were a child, or telling someone that you love them, or having some fresh sheets when somebody comes in and brings you fresh sheets, no matter where you're staying at, or if you're having to get things from the pantry and whatnot, feeling happy when you get that fresh set of sheets, some toiletries and things like that, and thinking to yourself, I'm grateful that I'm able to get that resource instead of feeling like, oh my God, the world's ending, sky is falling. Then on top of that, you'll be able to sit there and look at things completely different, and then you'll be able to say things that you're more mindful of being joyful and happy, even though it might not be the greatest situation, but you're finding ways to be able to cope with it a lot more and better. then you say to yourself, when you're looking at that list of things, the common things, the powerful messages and surprises you may see, it's the simplest things in life that can make us happy. Then on top of that, you got to say to yourself, I need to incorporate this more often as I'm going through these resources and things like that, and getting the help that I need. Then on top of that, you got to look at the specific actions that you'll take to bring more joy in your life while you're going through it. Therefore, we're going to go into our mind, body, and vitality versus suffering. And the reason why I'm doing it in this order is that it will help you to get more hooked into how to overcome and have that overcoming mindset that I am going to get through what I'm going through. It may be for right now that my life is kind of like in the toilet, but it'll be better. It'll get better one day at a time, but it takes work. It takes mindset. It takes mind body. And part of that is understanding your feelings and thoughts and urges and then the sensations and memories that show up as you go along and as you go through different processes that we have. And then the things that you're doing in that, is it bringing you vitality, example, enriching your life, improving your health, wellness, and well-being, like while you're going through a stressful thing, or improving your relationship with your significant other if you're actually dealing with the situation being displaced or natural disaster or other things that come along in life, or even family domestic situations or whatever, or even a bad divorce or coming out of things and you're realizing I'm going to need a little bit of help for a little while until I get on my feet. Then you got to look at the suffering part. Are you causing yourself to have self-deprecating thoughts? Or are you going to points where you're feeling some type of way, like you're down in the dumps, like, oh, it was me. Why is this happening to me? Then you got to look at an example. Are you having restricted worsening feelings? Or are those worsening the experience in your life? Or are you causing yourself even further feelings of being drained, or, you know, your well-being compromised? And, you know, your relationships being compromised as such, in the manner of the stress that you might be taking to work, or if you're not working, trying to find work and it becomes stressful, money tight, and things like that. Those are things where we were talking about needs assessment, being able to identify what you need when you come through our doors. And then that means you got to go into joining the dots or connecting the dots, as I call it. And then you need to look into those feelings that are showing up. And then you have to figure out if it's problematic for you. Write down those feelings, mind, body. And then next to each area, you're going to see whether or not you're doing everything to get rid of the self-deprecating thoughts or avoidance or suppression or escape or distracting yourself from things, thoughts, and feelings. And then consider the outcomes, the long-term outcomes. And so part of that is putting the body, which is the feelings, sensations, urges, cravings, symptoms, or illnesses that come along from stress. And then mind. You have to think about the thoughts, memories, beliefs, and worries and self-judgments that you're doing. Because part of that is understanding exactly what you're doing to yourself and where you need to de-stress, deregulate all the different things that you're doing that are adding to it. So we're going to go through thoughts. And that's distractions, which stands for the D. What have you tried to distract yourself from? The thoughts, feelings, and things like that. Are you doing anything excessive in your coping mechanisms and things like that, the things that we do that are self-deprecating, or, you know, where we start to go delve into other things that are not very good for us to go and do to cope with the bad things that are going on right now, or if it's just you're having a hardship or things like that, or you're having, you know, like I said, relational issues, or you may have lost your job and you need some help. So the thing is, you need to figure out if you're opting out, and that's where you go into that avoidance, withdrawing from people, places, and activities, and situations where you have these feelings and thoughts and you don't really like it. And then from there, where do those thoughts bring us? And where are you going with it? And what are you opting out of to do avoidance? And that's what you shouldn't do, is avoid things. You need to feel, you need to unpack things, and you need to be able to sort that thing out. Then from there, you have to think of your thinking. You know, just like, have you thought your way out of it? Have you made those plans? Have you sat down with us and did your assessment, your needs assessment, and then your plan of care, what we're going to be doing and how we're going to go about doing it? Have you estimated the time frame that's going to take you to do this? Have you realized that it's going to take that time? It's going to take the effort. It's going to take the legwork. It's going to take you doing a lot of different things that you need to do to get there. Then part of that, also look at substances, self-harm, and strategies that you're using. Are those strategies helping you, putting your body or your mind into a good perspective? Like things that you're putting into your body, like food, prescriptions, medicated, or other things that you're doing that might be outside of healthy coping mechanisms to unhealthy coping mechanisms, like overeating, binge eating, or doing things outside of that recreational that are not mindful of what you need to be doing, but are keeping you stuck in that rut. Then on top of that, you need to look at these strategies and figure out what are you doing to get rid of your painful thoughts and feelings in the long term so that they never come back, or you stop doing it so often or ruminating and getting to that point of woe is me, why me, how come, what if I would have, you know, the shoulda, woulda, coulda doesn't mean anything when you're not trying to identify these different things. And then you have to look at these strategies if they're being excessive or if they're not enough or if you're not rigidly following these different things or if they're inappropriate. And then whether or not they're costing you in health, vitality, energy, relationships, work, leisure, money, missed opportunities, or wasted time. Because what you want to make sure is what you're doing to attempt to make sure you're getting rid of the unwanted symptoms, feelings, and you're gaining more control. Then you're also looking at the symptoms being reduced in your solutions and whatnot, and then the long-term effects, whether your symptoms are increasing or decreasing, and you're starting to see a silver lining or a light shining at the end of the tunnel, and you're carrying Orchid Promise of understanding what it takes to get there and what you need to be doing on your end, and then what we need to be doing on our end to meet or exceed your expectations. Then from there, you're being able to sit there and look at the long-term effects, whether you're doing wasted time, energy, money, health, vitality, and relationships, and how it's brought you either closer to being a little bit more financially better off, maybe richer, or full of meaningful life in the long term, or eventually into a point where you, when you are actually sitting on flower beds at eve and you're seeing your money flowing better and you're seeing yourself in a better stature in life, that you can go back and look at this and laugh instead of looking at it and wanting to cry. You know, and then say to yourself, in the long term, am I making strategies that are working so that I can get myself hooked into a good mantra mindset of I'm going to make sure I take each one of these carrying acts. I'm going to apply myself. I'm going to apply the legwork and the footwork that it takes to get there from here. And then from there, seeing yourself in a better light and seeing your family in a better light, your situation in a better light, and breathing life into your life instead of, you know, suffering through it and, you know, painstakingly keeping yourself in that ruminating, I can never get out of this. So I'm going to wrap up this session. Thank you for attending the Caring Orchid Foundation, Caring Orchid Promise Talk Radio Show. And it's brought to you and sponsored by Don Diva Enterprises in conjunction with Caring Orchid. Thank you for attending. And we will be looking for volunteers here soon. We'll be also looking for people who will be doing packouts, meals, and whatnot in the pantry and assisting with other inner office dealings and whatnot to come through, and we will be needing more and more donations and things like that. So make sure you go to funneling Caring Orchid Promise, or you go to caringorchidfoundation.org or caringorchidfoundation.com. Thank you for attending, and I'm going to take you out with some good music.